Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, we're here. You know, we had to come in hot, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to go ahead and say this right now. Whoever hacked my Discord account, I'm going to need y'all to, I'm coming after y'all. You didn't poke the wrong bear. Let's say your timeline, your bloodline is finished. I'm coming after you, your family, your loved ones, anybody who you ever met. And this ain't no threat, because if you listen to this podcast, you know I don't do threats. I do promises. I will find you. I have a particular set of skills, you know what I'm saying? And I will find you, and you wouldn't like me when I do.
Wait, so is it going to be more like Shogun, the first episode, or is it going to be more like how Rockstar did the GTA hacker?
Oh, it's definitely going to be how Rockstar did it, because that person hadn't seen the light of day, is never seeing the light of day ever again, and it's going to be the same deal.
All right, so I'm Demetrius.
And I'm Demetrius.
And Meach Meach present
the Blurred City Podcast.
All right, so today we have another special guest on, a good friend of ours. We have our boy Carl on the episode.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
So definitely we're going to get into another gaming discussion, something that the two of us really love talking about. I'm so happy to have you on. Just like, even with our like friendship, you know, you're the person that I'm most scared of making fantasy football trades with, because I always feel like I'm getting screwed, but like, it's fair. It's the crazy thing.
That's good. I mean, yeah, that's a good feeling to have, because that means that you actually have competition, which is great. So when you joined, I said, uh-oh. Like, I saw the first couple moves that you did, and I said, okay, we got a problem, because we think the same. That's the issue. So I kind of refuse to do trades with you unless it blows me away, because you're scary. Yeah, you're going to jip me one of these days.
Exactly.
Ooh. Oh, good, good. Because at least he gets you on that. And then don't try to have me on brackets for NCAA. Because let's say I'm in a pool at my job, and I'm in number one right now.
I'll give you this. On the men's side, you demolish me. On the women's side, oh, no. No, I think I'm at like 96%. Accuracy on the women's side. Yeah, the men's side, I'm trash.
I feel like with the women's, it's so much easier to pick, because like the great teams are great, and then with the men's teams, it's like you got UConn, and no one else.
You got UConn, Purdue, and then
and then even like the last 2 years, Purdue was getting knocked out. But we're starting to get off track. Meach, hit us with the legal.
yeah, let's do it right now. All right, so the purpose of this podcast: explore digital and print media. All sources we reference are owned by their respective companies, and our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and reflect no biases or corporate agendas unless they're mine. Your discretion is fully advised.
All right, dope. So we're going to get into like a bigger gaming discussion. Carl, we're going to talk about your channel and all that, just how you got into gaming, kind of like your future of your channel. But first, last week, right when we finished recording, or like the day after, we got some news. I remember, Meach, you messaged me about Chance Perdomo. Is that how you say his last name? Perdomo, the Gen V star, unfortunately passed away. That was really sad. Like a motorcycle accident, and lost his life. So we just want to kind of to pay tribute to that something, because we really love the boys on this podcast and then Gen V universe. So Meach, you got something to say?
Yeah, definitely. His character of Andre, like, he was definitely like a major character in the show, and he definitely like had some impact with me, especially in regards to like the aspect of, you know, like, hey, do I follow in my dad's footsteps or do I carve my own path? Like, that was just a major lesson that like I really got out of it. And the way he portrayed him was very like heartfelt, especially in comparison to the comics version. But then again, that's what the entire show and the entire universe as is. They really know how to do their stuff. But yes, I'm just like really was saddened by the loss, and perhaps like the most shocking, I'm pretty sure it was for you, is the fact that he's our age. He's like literally the same age as us. Like his birthday was coming up soon, and it was just freak accident. Like it was something that you know it can get any of us. We don't know like when our time's coming, and yeah, it's just really saddened to hear, and really just like opens our eyes to like just being able to, hey, just live our lives, you know?
Yeah. Carl, I don't know if you watch The Boys or Gen V or not.
I'm going to, but that show's disgusting and I love it. I saw the same news. I think just back to what Mitch was saying, just the age kind of just reminds you, you know, we're not invincible. And especially us being younger, we logically know we're not. But when you're driving, it feels different. So just making sure that everybody out there is staying safe and you know, taking advantage of every day that you got on this earth, because you never know, man. You never know.
All right. So with this, it's going to be a bit of a rough transition, but we're going to take a break and then come back. All right. So with that, Carl, just introduce yourself as a nerd, gaming channel, all that. That's how you can start off, and then we'll jump into it.
Oh, yeah, I got you. I'm actually doing my channel intro. What's going on, guys? My name is Carl McGee, aka CDM Games. See, usually I have a little animation there. That's why I did the thing of a jig. But yeah, I do YouTube. I do gaming videos and used to do some short comedy clips. Might still do that in the future. But yes, that's the main thing that I do. And it just a variety, whatever's popular, whatever's fun, whatever's cool. It's a pretty fun experience for me.
Nice. So like what got you really into this blurred life? You know what I'm saying? Like what really drew you in?
Yeah, it's cool because I think once again, since we're all similar ages, we've had similar experiences where, you know, in your youth, it was kind of nerdy on the DL. You know, like you go to school. It's just, oh man, what are we talking about? Sports ball. Cool. I've seen that. you just want to fit in and be around those around you. I will say the only thing that I didn't get into at a young age was anime, just because we didn't have cable. I've always loved all types of nerdy stuff. Comics. The second that I could get my hands on it, I did. The second that I saw anime, I was like, oh, this is dope. I don't know. It's just really cool. The same reason people like reading books or like watching movies, the lore that goes behind it, the artistry, the talent behind storytelling. And that's with all aspects of the nerd kingdom. And so it's really cool to be able to even put yourself into that. I think the first like major nerdy thing that I fell into was the Harry Potter series. And I didn't read the books early on. I was a movie watcher. It was so cool. I'm like, man, this is dope. I wish I could do this. And there was some black people on there too, which was not common. It was not very common when we was watching shows and movies.
True.
So I'm like, Oh, they got magical black kids before this new movie that came out. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm like, all right, this is dope. And then it just started spiraling from there. I will say a lot of that came from my mom, who was a major tomboy. So me and her are very similar people. I get a lot of my personality from her, and we have a really cool relationship. So she also put a lot of this nerdy stuff onto me. So like the old cartoons like Gargoyles and He-Man and stuff like that. And then Star Trek and Star Wars, she was putting me onto that stuff. And so, it's pretty much always been there. It's just, you know, took till after high school to embrace it, really.
That's fair. What Harry Potter house are you?
Hufflepuff all day. Big Huff. I wish I had my
little wrong.
Let's go. Big Huff.
Meet you guys.
All these Hufflepuffs are here. No, I'm actually a Ravenclaw. So get that out your mouth. I may act like a Slytherin. I may have Slytherin tendencies, but I'm still a smart man at the end of the day.
Right, y'all are similar.
I heard got this blue on me, you know what I'm saying? Rock this blue on me all day, every day.
All right. Though, so like what were some of your favorite characters and shows growing up? Well, you mentioned shows, but characters.
Yeah, so once again, going back to black, let me just explain something to y'all real quick, because once again, this is a Black podcast, but I just have to share this from my... I know that sometimes people are sick of us talking so much about race, but not being able to see us in much media, whenever I did, oh, it was the greatest thing ever. So I remember when the Green Lantern became Black.
Woo! It was like,
oh, this is dope. And so on the video game, all I did was play with Black Green Lantern, because I'm like, oh, this is cool. This is Black dude here. And then, so like watching TV shows. And then I remember I was just scrolling through TV one time and it was Captain America. It was an animated series. And Captain...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
America was walking through this tall grass. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And they get hit in the back of the head. I'm like, what in the world? And then Black Panther stood up and I said, oh, who is this? I'd never heard of this man in my life. He started beating the brakes off of Captain America. Now, once again, I like America. It's done a lot for us.
But also done a lot against us, I'm just saying.
Exactly. Seeing this man get the brakes beat off of him by a Black guy, I said, oh, yeah. So this is my dude here.
So with you being a gamer, and you probably saw Marvel 1943, the Captain America Black.
I did.
I'm guessing we know who you're going to play with 90% of the time.
102% of the time. Listen, and I love Captain America. He's actually one of my favorites of the Avengers to watch. If I got an option to play with a Black character. So I didn't buy the first Spider-Man that came out. I was like, oh, that's a really cool game. When Spider-Man Miles Morales came out, I said, I'm pre-ordering right now. We support Black over here. Plus, they get so many cool abilities. Like Captain America got a shield. Black Panther, come on now. just saying. So yeah, that definitely those. Sorry, I had to get caught up on that. I think my favorite main characters are just likable. So, like, I hate the ones that would try to be too tough and try to do too much. The ones that were very relatable and likable, those were my favorite. So, like a Spider-Man, very relatable. He was poor.
Yep.
Cool. I can relate to that. He's fighting crime.
Every day.
Couldn't pay rent. Oh, heck yeah. Love it with a passion. So, characters like that.
Okay. Cool. And I assume with Spider-Man 2, we know exactly what went down. We know exactly. Yeah. Played with Miles. I played with the symbiote.
It's actually crazy that you mentioned that with Green Lantern, because I think that John Stewart, is that, that's his name, right?
Yep.
He's more popular than Hal.
Yeah.
I'm going to put him down.
By far.
Absolutely. I even have some John Stewart stuff over here on my
Jester.
And I'll show it to y'all off stream, but
which is crazy because I'm higher on Hal than a lot of people. Like, believe it or not, I'm gonna say something. Y'all don't judge me. I loved the Green Lantern movie with Ryan Reynolds. I loved it. Everybody says it's trash.
Everybody
hates it. I love that movie. Like when people are like, "Oh, this movie's garbage." Ryan Reynolds himself hates that movie. I love it. I don't know. I don't know why people don't like it. I find it fun. He was very good in the role. He made him more likable than before because the cartoon Hal was trash. And so I liked it. I liked it a lot. I don't know.
Random fan theory came early.
Nah, this ain't random.
I apologize.
That is a make your case type of session.
Oh, yeah.
That is a make your case because
we got hot takes over here.
Oh, good heavens. But, All right. Let's bring back in a little bit before I go off the deep end once again. But I love how you're talking about, like, yeah, I, of course, everything was on the DL, but I still like enjoyed myself, still loved it, like even as I was growing up. So like, why you never left?
Like, it's just, it's fun. Well, now it's accepting, like it's accepted and it's just so much fun. Like I've never been the type where the act your age people or the people that are like, you know, you're an adult, you got responsibilities, Like, I've never been the type where you can't just enjoy your life. And I feel like this is very much just a part of enjoying life. Like, I don't see anything wrong with folks dressing up to go see a movie. That's pretty cool. You know, like what are we trying to portray or be unless people are just trying to make it a more boring world, which is a world that I don't want to be a part of. You know what I mean? And so it became even more fun as an adult with adult money, which is a problem because now I can get this stuff. I got like 4 Harry Potter wands. I got a cloak that costs more than I'm willing to say on here. Actually, if I showed you this room, this is a pretty penny that we.
The cloak was that before? Was that purchased before or after marriage?
After, my wife is obsessed with Harry Potter.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
And she's also a Ravenclaw. So you, some people in your corner.
Thank you.
So it's just a ton of fun. Like, it makes life so much more fun. It makes even watching something more fun to involve yourself with it, which no matter what you're watching, that always makes it more fun, the more immersive it is. And plus, it looks really cool. The clothes, everything. So, yeah, I definitely couldn't leave it. It's too interesting. The biggest pieces of media in the past 20, 30 years, kind of ever, have all been nerd stuff for a reason. It's dope. You know, like, I've watched all the regular stuff. And there's TV shows, Love is Blind. Cool.
Check them in. You can't mention that with them on the podcast.
Love is dope. That's fine. My wife loves it. It's just,
I would rather watch X-Men.
I mean, I do too, but bro, the amount of
same drama. It's the same drama. Somebody's stealing the girls. It just happens.
Somebody getting Wolverine dug.
Wolverine be stealing everybody, women, for no reason, which is making me mad.
Dope. So with that, we can just get into a bigger gaming discussion. So at first I was going to start with just like how your channel started, but talk about like your first video games that you started playing, when you started falling in love with video games and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I'm going to preface it with this, just with the channel itself. I started more so I could edit something dope, because I've always loved editing, directing, and even just videography. And I love video games. And so it's kind of just this is the easiest way for me to edit a bunch of dope stuff while playing the video games. But with the video games, it's kind of like what I was saying earlier. We don't understand how awesome the media is. So like some of the best movies I've ever seen don't compare to some of the game stories that I've watched. Like I watched God of War Ragnarok and that thing ended. And I said, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If that was a 10-part movie, that would be the greatest movie of all time. Like, it's especially at this point, the stuff is insane that they're able to do with a video game, yet it's still kind of trivialized as whatever. So anyway, I'll leave that to that side. But starting with video games before it got such huge budgets, going back to being a little poor, I was always behind on video games for everybody. So like, let's say if you were on the PlayStation 3, I was on the PlayStation 2 and so on and so forth like that. So I started with the PlayStation 2. And even then I had to wait to get some of these games. So PlayStation 2 and then the very first Xbox. So the game that I remember sticking out to me the most that I first played was Halo 2. Bro, that thing was dope. I was like, all right, okay. This is fun. I can do this. So yeah, from Halo 2, it went on to sports games. And so NBA Street Volume 2, that game was goated. Then there was another game called, it was when Madden had not necessarily cornered the market on football games.
2K5.
Right,
was lit.
Oh my goodness. You just unlocked a cool memory for
me. Yeah, they like smash. I think it was if you're playing the Xbox, it was the Y button to like speed up.
So I had that on PlayStation. You just smashing the X or the cross, as they call it, which is weird. And you can have your own house and like, and you can build just stuff in there and add like games. You could talk to celebrities. Like the stuff you could do with the old games where they weren't even that big in size was insane. And so I spent half my time customizing my house on that game, or like watching the old ESPN commercials that they had. So that was really cool. So I would say those are the first like couple of games that really got me into it. And then I just started branching out to other stuff. So another one of my favorites that like popped up was a snowboarding game. And it's not the one that most people say. They say SSX Tricky. My favorite is SSX 3. Snowboard. Listen, I never thought I'd be interested in snowboarding. I don't know how I got the game. I have no clue. Probably was $5 when I got it. That game was so much fun. It had a radio playing the whole time. You got all these different things. So it was really cool. So there's kind of not a game genre that I don't like. And so if I'm able to experience it, then it's dope. Even the PlayStation 1 Blade game, where everything was like octagonal and weird. And they were like, is this Blade the main character? And it was just a black figure. And I was like, yep, looks like him to me. Let's go. Let's kill some vampires. So yeah, those are some that really got me into it. Oh, by the way, the one that sealed it, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Yep.
I'm going to play games for the rest of my life after I played that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. GTA San Andreas, go. I want to get your thoughts on GTA 6 getting delayed, but
Nani?
Wait, it got delayed?
Yeah, like...
Oh, you didn't do that?
No.
It got delayed.
How long?
I think till 2026. Extra year.
Why did they release the trailer at the start? Come on.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Oh my gosh.
I was in high school when GTA 5 came out. I was on the PS3.
Bruh, same. I still have the Instagram post where I'm like, yeah, I just copped GTA 5. I saw the year of it. It was like 23. I'm like, dang.
I'm depressed now.
Yeah.
We're going to have children by the time that game comes out.
Oh, man. But yeah, so yeah, even coming along with that, it's like, okay, so we saw like you delved a lot more into on that gaming side, you know what I'm saying, with sports games and then like all the older generation. Like what kind of like some of the newer stuff? Like what's some of the newer stuff that you kinda just like, okay, nah, this is it. This may surpass what I played before.
All of it. Which is crazy to say because I didn't think I would have said that even 4 years ago. Because the games were really good, but it was kind of to the point where the graphics are insane and even the story is really big. Mm-hmm. But what you could do still kind of didn't compete to me. So like PlayStation 2 era, which is weird to say because it wouldn't even be a megabyte? It wouldn't even be that. And it'd be a full game where you could do it. Dude, San Andreas, you could do so much stuff, And it did not even reach the same like game sizes that you could gamble and go into debt. Oh, they're prepared for life now with life is currently. It was awesome. And it was, I would say 4 years ago, I wouldn't have thought that was the case. Well, about 5 years ago. And then I think with the surge of indie games and with these major studios really hitting on some of these games, it's hard to find a better time for gaming. Like it, last year and in the beginning of this year, I haven't gone back to the same games that I've been playing. Like, I think I just said it yesterday. I was like, man, when's the last time I played Call of Duty? Because I've been so caught up playing Hogwarts Legacy and, you know, Sifu and all these other games that are out that are just awesome. And then these indie developers who make Helldivers 2 was made by like, what, 200 people?
Yeah.
America.
America.
Dude, that has the possibility, and it's not going to happen. If they somehow found a way to get Xbox in there, it would be the biggest gaming moment of all time. Everybody fighting together on something. But
Xbox
even the way that is, right?
Crazy.
Oh, it would be insane.
That would be.
And so I think the fact that so many people have access to make their own stuff and they don't have to wait for studios to listen to them has made gaming in the past couple of years just off the charts. Like, it's kind of overwhelming. Like, I can't get to all the ones that I want to play because I'm still playing these other ones. But the stories are awesome. The ideas are awesome when you think you can come up with more stuff.
Replaying games, because I remember when I was younger and like the only time I really get video games, it would either be the summer Christmas or my birthday. And my birthday and Christmas were a month apart. So it'd be like, you would have to play those games to make it stretch. But like being older and like you said, being able to have money. Once I finish a game, I don't often replay it because I'm on to the next one. So that's definitely a transition with that. So when you play online, do you trash talk for sports games?
I think not anymore because it was so much fun in the younger days. Oh, man. Listen, for everyone listening that is younger than the age of 23, online microphone usage was the most racist, gruesome. It was the most, like, disgusting thing ever. And everybody agreed it was fun. Like, it was awesome. I just think at my age now, it's hard for me to call an 8-year-old kid trash to him. I'd rather do it on mute. You know what I mean? And so it's way more fun that way. But yeah. But if we're playing in person, oh man, I'm trash talk. Even if I'm down by 50, which I can consistently be, I'm trash talking. Like my wife, we play and she beat me sometimes a lot consistently. And I'll be trash talking, be like, you suck. She's like, I'm winning by 30. Well,
which game is the one for you? That's the biggest one. Because for me, it's FIFA.
FIFA. I think Madden is so easy to trash talk in. Like 2K, it's weird because like when you're winning on 2K, I feel like I'm just better than you. So it's hard for me to trash talk. But Madden, something about football where it's just like, you suck. Get you. You like all this stuff. Like I wish I could like paint my face before I play a match in football. FIFA, the only reason I can't get into it is because I'm not good enough on offense to trash talk. And so I'm great on defense, but I can't score. So I can't get in with the chance because it's 0-1, but you got the one all the time. So I can't do it. But yeah, that and then party games. Oh, I'll be trash talking on party games like crazy. Oh my gosh, it's rough.
Oh my goodness. So what I'm hearing about with the FIFA is that you ain't going to Blue Lock anytime soon. you ain't locked in that.
Listen, man, you better have your offense together if we play FIFA because it's going to be 90 minutes, 94, and you're going to finish one goal if you got your offense together. I'm going to lock you up. I'm not scoring, though. You're going to have most of the possession the whole game, but I'm going to lock you up, though. Mm. You got like 18 shots on goal. But only one of them getting through, I guarantee you.
Ooh. Meech, I know you talked about the Call of Duty lobbies.
And oh,
the-
Lord, guys. Lord, trust me. God. As I said, you kids today, you guys don't know the era of Call of Duty Modern Warfare onwards through like Black Ops 3. I say those were the golden years of just straight hood activity. Straight debauchery. We was on demon time every single day in that lobby. You'd hear everything. You'd hear people say the most foul, most disgusting thing about your mother and laugh about it. Trust me, it was all for our character development. That's why we're in our age range. We're built different. We can take a lot of stuff. You kids today, if we said the same things that we did back then, we'd be canceled and sent to under the jail. But in any case, yeah, so I really love all that, you know, but let's go ahead and get into your gaming channel. You know what I'm saying? Like what got you started with that? Like, what was the inspiration behind your channel?
Yeah. So, like I said earlier, I had done short videos with like short comedic videos before. And I had really never thought that I would get too much into YouTube. But one thing I always enjoyed was just making videos. It kind of didn't matter what it was. And even watching TV or watching movies, like I'm always kind of critiquing it. And so sometimes I'm just like, I can't even watch this because the direction is so bad, or like the writing, like, why would you make that decision? That doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? Like one of the movies I couldn't finish, Thor, the most recent. Marvel gets a bad rap. I think this last phase was way better than a lot of people are saying it was, but man, that movie was so bad. Like, If you showed it in a film school, it would show you everything not to do when doing a film. And so once it got to the part where Jane first showed up, and I love Woman Thor, I turned it off because it's just, I was like, what? Why are we doing what we're doing? So I'm more so of the background of I like making videos. Like I would love to do short films eventually, like that stuff like that. And even editing them. Say again?
The guy over here. Enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
I got projects.
Okay. We're going to have to link up. But yeah, so that's how it started. So then I was like, all right. So YouTube's obviously a place where I can just share what I got. The reason that it switched to gaming is because no matter what you're playing, there's so much you can do, like, to showcase. Like, even if somebody's playing the same game, it's not going to look like my videos. And I'm not saying that my videos are these amazing videos or anything. They're really good. Follow CDM Games on YouTube. But it's just with how much funny stuff happens in games, or how much, like, weird stuff happens, it's so cool to showcase. And with editing, oh, man, it could be its own thing where a game is a part of it, not the main thing, if that makes sense. So yeah, it just gave me the biggest opportunity essentially to edit and make videos that I love consistently, without even necessarily having to come up with my own ideas or like write a script or anything. I can use my creativity within that. Plus, once again, I love video games. So showcasing to people how awesome they are, it's a great feeling, you know, no matter if it, one thing I don't really do is scary games though. So that I've done two. I'm allergic.
He loves scary games.
Nah, we gonna have to change that, sir. We're gonna, he gonna change some numbers.
It make my booty itch. I can't do it. I played Fortnite on the channel, and I don't even really play Fortnite. But when they came out with the creative mode where you could like make your own game, somebody made a scary game, and I got up at my seat and left. It's on the channel. I was gone for a good time.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
10 minutes. While it was live, people was playing with me online, and they're like, Carl. I said, I can't do this. This is not for me.
Oh, boy.
Oh my gosh. This is annoying. But yeah, so it's fun. I love being able to showcase, you know, how awesome games are, and even showcase my talent with editing and making videos. It's pretty dope.
Yeah. So you mentioned like how you love the editing and kind of like the creative process with gaming. What kind of went into the decision, since like it's gaming and the big thing is streaming, what went into the decision not to stream?
Yeah, I have always been a bit hesitant on doing stuff live for two reasons. One, that doesn't go towards what I enjoy about the process. Like, that's not any really editing involved with that, and that's not making a video. That's just showcasing more so your personality and your creativity that way. I'll say this. If you're a great streamer, you are some of the most talented people, because I think I'm entertaining. I think I'm fairly funny. But to have somebody stare at you and you have to be entertaining almost every second that you're on the screen, or come up with ideas, like Kai Sinat, bro.
Ooh.
Especially at his age, to be as creative and as on the spot entertaining as he is, like, people throw this word around a lot because I see it. Like, I see it happen. That happens when I'm recording. Like, sometimes I will specifically do something in my recording because I know exactly how I'm going to edit it. Mm. Or like, I know exactly how it's going to come across. He does that live. So somebody will say something, I can see him catch it and lead them to a spot where he knows exactly what's going to happen on the stream. And I'm like, dude, that's a skill. You can't teach that. That is a talent. And so I believe I have an ability like that, but my strengths go more so towards recording and then adding in all these extra stuff afterwards. Because some of my favorite videos, it's not even necessarily my personality that's coming out. It's all these edits and all these cool things that are happening within me also, you know, showcasing my personality. So it's a lot more fun for me that way than streaming.
Yeah, definitely. And we're going to need to get you on that scary game. But in any case.
I was thinking we do a Dead by Daylight 3 for some.
And that's when they be picking you up and putting you on the chains.
Yep.
allergic. I'm telling you, that's why I can't do it live, because I'm gonna be scratching.
Don't worry. We won't be doing day by day like Don. That can be like his plan for later. We doing Phasmophobia, but and then you get like, okay, so like when you, yeah, like when you're like doing all this, and I can like tell that you're like really passionate about it, and yeah, let's just like go into that really. Like, how did you like kind of discover your passion for that? Passion for that editing process.
Yeah, I appreciate the question. So this is gonna get a little unnecessarily deep for no reason. I wish I had something to play really dramatic music, but
don't worry, we'll do that in post.
I was speaking with somebody, and they have a job. Not gonna go too much into it, but essentially they see some of the worst stuff imaginable on a weekly basis. And I'm like, I couldn't do that. And they're like, well, no, you could. I'm like, no. Like, I think everybody's meant for different things to help the world be a better place. And that is not meant for me. But I think for me, I've always felt the need and even just the urge to just make people's lives better, like to make their day better. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's nice just to have somebody make you laugh, or, you know, even just brighten your day somehow. That's where I feel like my strengths come into play. And that's been showcased even at my jobs when I'm working and when I'm with my coworkers. Like, I've said it before, like, oh, I'm just kind of happier, you know, like whenever you're around, or like you bring this like really cool energy. That's kind of what I wanted with my videos, like to showcase artistry. Like, I still want to do cool stuff, but my main purpose is just to make folks happy. Because there's a lot of situations that I can't change or fix, and a lot of people online that I don't know, but having somebody like watch my video and be like, man, that was a lot of fun, or like, I needed that, or something like that. Like, dude, that's a great feeling. Because even if it's a little bit of an escape or a little bit of joy that comes to them from it, that's something that makes me really happy. And that makes me keep wanting to make more videos and make them more fun and inclusive. And so, yeah, that's, I would say, the passion behind it. I want people, especially younger people, to see a grown man that's, well, not cool, but that's, you know, interesting, be clean. Like, I don't curse on my channel. Like, I have this thing, GFG, like God First Gaming. Like, I want them to see me showcase God. Like, I want them to see, once again, this is not about me, but just somebody that can be a certain way versus what they see online all day of just negativity or raunchiness or whatever, you know? So having somebody like that to see online, I think helps make it a much better place, even though online is the wildest place in the world. All we can do is add the lights to it wherever we can.
Nice. And for me, just, I kind of have a combo question. So one, if someone wanted to get into gaming and like editing, how would they do that? And two, what are like the connections that you've made through just like starting your gaming channel that you didn't have before?
Oh, bro, that second one just makes me so happy. So starting off the channel, it's tough because it is such an oversaturated market. And with where we are at in time and technology, everything's kind of like microwaved and happens fast. The main thing I would say is just don't get discouraged. Because for me, I've even said this before, if I do this and never reach 1 million subscribers, I'm going to be happy because I enjoy making videos. Like, I enjoy the process. So I would really say, make sure it is something that you enjoy, because it's a grind. Like, with YouTube, the good part is once you make it, you make it. And you never stop making it. Like, you've seen it with Corey Kenshin, who can leave for a year and a half. But dude already made it. He's done enough. You know what I mean? But to get there, oh my gosh. Like, every bigger YouTuber that I've watched, that I've seen, and even from what I've experienced myself, it takes a lot of videos and a lot of work. And I would say that's a good thing, because even looking back through my videos, if you watch my first video and then you watch my most recent video, the production quality and the flow of the video is night and day. Like, even from last year, beginning last year to beginning of this year,
it's a drastic difference. And I think I needed that time to learn, first of all, who I am, what my videos would look like, what's the flow, you know what I mean? And so my biggest encouragement is just do it. Just start making the videos. I don't care if they're cringe. I leave my old videos up. They're super cringe. Some of them suck. I'm leaving them. I want people to see, oh man, this is bad. Because we can compare too much and look at somebody's finished product and be like, oh, I can never be that. That's not true. Just take your time, make the videos, and stick with it. Keep making it, and you're going to eventually be where you want to go. Like, that's my biggest piece of advice. Don't get discouraged. Love what you do. Keep making the videos. You'll get better. I guarantee it. And you'll get to where you need to be.
And then the second part of just the connections.
Oh, yeah. So, man, I've come across some really cool people. Because I'm big on networking. Like, I want to not only display my channel, but I want to be able to display other YouTubers that I find really interesting. And so the two that I'm cool with now that are so underrated is this one guy named Big Ant 356 on YouTube. I came across him because I was just scrolling on TikTok, and it was a God of War video. And he introed the video with Kratos, Atreus, and why am I forgetting his name? Mimir on the boat freestyling. Dude, let me tell you something. This dude went off. Like, I was like, hold on, this is funny. Wait, whoa. Like, and I didn't know he's a rapper. So he's a rapper. He makes music. He produces everything. But he's also a gamer, and he uses that talent for the game. So he even made this mix of the God of War theme song. Oh, bro. It's so cool. Like, I'm going to have to send y'all the videos afterwards, because he did a couple
of the God of War videos.
And he just, like, the songs just kept getting, like, bigger and bigger. And he has this, like, one funny skit where Kratos was like, oh, I made this beat. And Atreus was like, in this era, in this realm? And he was like, well, yeah, Sindri made a computer for me. And Atreus was like, I'm not even going to question that. And he started playing the beat and started rapping. Dude, that dude is so dope. So him and I have done a couple of videos together.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It definitely, at this point, we're good friends, but one of my favorite YouTubers that I've seen. He's super creative. And it's cool because at this point, everybody that I've met within YouTube, they're all better than me, which is a great spot to be in, because all I can do is learn from y'all. This other girl, her name is Kayla Lash. I came across her. I actually initially saw her, one of my favorite YouTubers, Corey Kenshin, he shouted her out, and I went to the channel. And the problem is, when bigger YouTubers shout out smaller YouTubers, a lot of people will go to subscribe to build the channel, but they don't watch the videos. So then it's actually worse for the channel, because then YouTube looks at, oh, you've got this many subscribers, but this video has like 20 views. You're not that good. Then they'll stop promoting your stuff. So she redid her whole channel, and I went back and found her again because she's really good. Like, she's hilarious, great personality. She's also a Hufflepuff supremacy. Let's go. And same thing, like the creativity that she has, even on the spot in the videos, I'm like, man, I need to learn from that. You know what I mean? And so those are some of the people. And then this one guy, him and I aren't, I would say, personal friends. We just haven't talked that often. But his name is Simply Venom. And I'm actually very happy for him. You know him?
No, he just loves Venom.
Oh, Venom. Yeah.
Just explain and he'll love him soon.
Oh, actually, yeah. You don't even need love. I already love the guy. No, let me go subscribe to him right now. I don't need to hear anymore.
Yeah. With him, him and I have spoken a couple of times. He's not like me or any of the other people I just named. He's real stoic. Like, he never really gets above this. He's always talking in this kind of tone, always kind of chilling. Hey, like, even his intro, hey,
for it's Billy.
Yes, like, similar, except he has a little bit more personality because Keith just be robotic. But his same thing, his editing and his the way that he flows his videos, like it's like you're watching a comfort show while it's still being exciting because he's playing exciting games sometimes. But like you could turn that on and wash the dishes or something like that. You know what I mean? And so I just love it because everybody that I rock with, those three need 10 million subscribers. They're so good at YouTube. They're the ones that make me like, maybe I need to stop doing it. But they're just so good at it. And so I'm always big on don't be the smartest guy in the room. Surround yourself with everybody that's better than you, and everybody that I'm cool with on YouTube is so much better than me. So it makes me happy because that means I can just grow and learn from it.
And that's beautiful, man. I don't even know how to even be able to follow that up, man.
Hey, real quick, if y'all listening, go subscribe to those channels. Big Ant 356, Kayla Lash, and Simply Venom. Those are really good channels.
Is it another meaningful way?
Yeah. Okay. Just Simply Venom. All one word.
Already subscribed. But yeah, it's like, hey, you just touched upon like many great points, like especially like the tips and tricks for other various, you know, like YouTubers and upstarts and various content creators alike, man. And I really just appreciate that. Really appreciate that. I don't think there's any question I can follow up with afterwards.
So with that, you got a kind of an early preview of the Make Your Case with that Green Lantern movie take. But for this next section, we're going to do a gaming themed Make Your Case. So for listeners that are familiar with the show, that's usually present a question. We all just like kind of take our sides with it and essentially make our case. So let's get started. So with the first part, this is going to be our top five personal best games, video games of all time. So who wants to kick it off?
I got it. If y'all want it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Go for it.
So I'm going to preface this by saying one of these I've never played.
Interesting.
But I've watched all of it.
That's fair.
All of it. And I know it's great. So I'm going to save that one for the end. My favorite game of all time is Fallout 4.
Ooh.
Dude. One of my old roommates that I lived with played it, and I was just around like while I was in college, and I was looking, I was like, man, this is real interesting. But it just kind of gives you the vibe of like, you can do whatever. It's always something to find. I think I played it for 2 years, and then I went back to hop on and play it, and I came across this labyrinth maze thing that I never came across before, which made me look up the map. Say it again.
Was it Dunwich Borders?
Yes. Yes.
I know exactly what it was. I sought that place out.
So I looked up the map after that because I saw how many icons I had unlocked. And I was like, well, let me see how many more places I haven't come across. It's been 2 years of me playing this game. The map lit up. I said, oh my gosh, I haven't completed 25% of what's in the game. It lit up. So many places I've never been, and it's not going to tell you that. You just have to come. Like, it feels like if you were in this situation, it's realistic. Just open the door. Let's see what's in here. Like, figure it out. So I love Fallout 4.
So I'm guessing you're going to watch the new TV show.
I'm going to try it out. It's kind of like how people felt with Halo. Like, and we'll see how well they do with that. Number two, Ghost of Tsushima, or Sushi.
Woo.
Bro. Dude,
I know.
Yeah,
we locked in. We all locked in. Right.
There's not many games that I would consider masterpieces. I've got like six. Ghost of Tsushima is a masterpiece of storytelling, of anything you want to consider. It's a masterpiece. Even just the feature of the wind guiding you to where you want to go. So nobody thought of that. And it's like, oh, man, this is really cool. So new features with crazy graphics, a great story. Wonderful fighting that can always be different. That game is goated. Another game, well, it's because Ghost of Tsushima is not a fighting game, but Sifu.
Mm.
Have y'all played it?
I haven't, but I know what you're talking about.
I know. I've seen gameplay.
It's tough to categorize it as a fighting game, but all you do is fight. It is, in my opinion, the greatest fighting game I've ever played.
Wow.
It's so good. And replayability is probably why I put it at top five,
because kind of like what you said earlier, Demetrius, I don't really replay games. I don't see a purpose in it. I don't got time. I'm grown. Like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
You're supposed to replay this. So for those who don't know, the premise of Sifu, real quick, every time you die, you age, and there's an age multiplier the more times that you die. So you can end up being like 65 years old, which I think is like the limit. And what they'll do is your power will increase, like how strong you are, but your health will go down like crazy every time you age up. So it's easier to die, but you can beat people easier. So let's say if you're trying to do a deathless run and you do a stage, oh, I died. Let me start that over. And every fight scene is different every time that you play it. Not intentionally, but it's realistic fighting. So somebody could hit you in the back of the head with a bottle that didn't do that last time. And you got to pay attention. Same thing, brand new features to fighting games that I've never seen. The dodging feature is insane. The boss battles are beautiful and crazy because they all got two stages. And them two stages are wild. Y'all got to play Sifu if y'all haven't played Sifu. This is the only one that's not an RPG that's on my list.
Okay.
That's how good that game is because I love RPGs. I'm going on the next one, Assassin's Creed. So I was going to choose a specific Assassin's Creed, but then I felt like that would be up for debate. I'm going to say which one is my favorite. I didn't choose it because I didn't play the first two that are iconic. My favorite is Assassin's Creed Origins, which is weird because that's when they redid the whole model in the first place. I know a lot of people, Black Flag is up there, which is dope. I only played an extension of Black Flag. I didn't play Black Flag. But yeah, so I kind of have to put the franchise in there because I think they've just done a great job in general with the games. Not necessarily the newer ones, but Assassin's Creed is up there. And I was stuck between Grand Theft Auto, but I have to go with God of War. Bro, God of War, once again, masterpiece, especially Ragnarok. Hey, masterpiece. Just any way you want to describe a masterpiece, it fits, and it's amazing. Here's why I haven't played the game, people. They came out with a couple of them. So when I grew up, I couldn't get the new games. God of War was the new game. I know y'all think we're ancient because of that, but God of War came out when we were alive, and I couldn't get the first one. So I was like, okay, when the second one came out and I had the system for the second one, well, I can't play the second one without playing the first one. And I didn't get the second one. And then the third one came out and I said, well, I can't play the other two. I can't play the third one without playing the other two. And then the reboot came out and same thing. And now Ragnarok is out and I still ain't played the first one all the way back at the beginning. And so I'm like, all right. And I have, and you know what's crazy? I have all of the games.
Wow. You gotta put them on the channel.
Bro,
I have every God of War game on my PlayStation right now, and I haven't played any of them because I just, they're coming out with a new one. And then they just came out with a big old DLC pack that's basically a new game.
Yeah.
I can't play that without playing God of War 1. So I can't, but I've seen the story, and I love Greek mythology. That's, it's so good. So those are my top five. Or those are my five favorite. Of all time.
All right. Well, here we are. Here's where I come in. And then I'm just going to tell you right now, I broke the rules. I picked six. All right. Because it was hard for me to choose just five. I had to pick six. All right. So here we go with the top six. All right. So these are in no particular order. So I'm just going down the list. All right. Number one, Dragon Ball Z, Budokai, Tenkaichi 3.
Yo,
I had to.
I'm not arguing that. That's a great choice.
The amount of tournaments that I've had in my own house with friends, the amount of trash, the trash talking you thought was bad in like Call of Duty. No. When I was a kid, the trash talking with Budokai Tenkaichi 3 was immaculate.
Did you ever get caught by your parent?
No, we did not. And that's the best part, because we was in the living room. They were in the bedroom.
I'm glad you asked that question because I only did that type of trash talk at a friend's house, whose parents allowed that type of stuff.
But yeah, nah, my folks is chill, but still, they still don't know to this day. But yeah, it again, like the large roster, you know, the amount of characters, the amount of just, hey, I can just have a Cyberman box with Super Saiyan 4 Goku and still win.
Yeah.
just bring it on. So that's number one. Number two, I had to come in with some horror. Silent Hill 2. I had to come in with the horror. You know, that's perhaps, actually, that was like my third ever psychological, well, actually just my third horror game in general that I played. And when I say that, I was just in love. I was just here entrenched with it. Them scares kind of got me a few times. I'm like, whoa, chill.
You had the itchy booty?
Nah.
Great choice. This is a great choice.
I didn't get the itchy booty, but it was kind of crazy. But moving on. I had to do it. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. I mean, this is perhaps like one of the only games where I bought it multiple times.
Wow.
For my PS2, for the PS3 when it came out, for my phone, and I got it on PC. That's one of the only games I just replayed all the way through.
Yeah, just real quick. That's the one I was deciding between God of War and Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. That's wild. CJ versus Kratos. Crazy. I had to play that game. I had to buy that game like four times, and I didn't find out till I was an adult that my mom kept breaking it because she didn't like the violence. And I said, "My mom has learned how to drive. That's it." Like, what?
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I got the game again. I was like, what, like six or seven? So playing GTA San Andreas, and yes, I did get mods on there when I got it on PC. I went crazy on the mods. And yes, I did get the infamous one, but keeping it moving. Of course, I had to get this next game. You know, this next game is fire, and it also helped me de-stress a lot. It's Bloodborne.
That helped you de-stress?
Oh, yeah.
He's a weirdo.
Yeah. It helped me de-stress because of the fact that if I'm in like a high stress like mode and I go and play this game, I die numerous times with my stress at the absolute max. When I finally beat the ever loving mess out of whoever killed me, my stress, letting all of the stress I've had pent up against me goes out the window. It's all gone. And then I'm in a state of pure bliss afterwards. It's just my type of logic, all right?
We're just very different people. Y'all remember that scene from Rick and Morty after they did this crazy mission and they head into the thing and they just start crying?
Yo.
That's what I do. My stress doesn't go down. I'm like,
And then I just go like, And then I just pull like, I packed up an op today. Let's go.
Number five,
we got ourselves Spider-Man 2.
I knew you did that, yep.
You knew I had to. Miles Morales and Peter Parker, specifically Venom, Tony Todd, GOATs. Another game I replayed, and I replayed it as soon as New Game Plus came out, and I beat it immediately. It's one of the few games I have platinumed. Do not ask me how many hours I sunk into that game. Just know that, you know how they show you like how many saves you have?
Mm-hmm.
100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%.
That's crazy.
Oh, no, I went crazy. I was like, you know what? Let me just redo the story. Let me just put on this suit this time. No, let me just put on this suit this time.
Yeah.
And then the sixth pick is Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2. Now, this is the one that I had the roughest time. Because it was between that and Battlefront 2. It was between both of those.
That's fair.
Both of them went crazy. But I went with KOTOR 2 because of the fact, like, it has those RPG, actually has, like, straight up D&D type of class systems and, like, your character creation, making yourself be uber powerful. I could do whatever I want with the Force and just, you know, snap neck here, break necks there, Force lightning here. Oh, and I still got my favorite colored lightsaber, which, in case you don't know, it's actually indigo. And so I pretty much like sunk too many hours in the game. It's another game that I bought numerous copies of just because.
All right. So for my top five, originally I had Spider-Man 2, but I was like, that might be recency bias. Think about it. I put Red Dead Redemption at number 5. Red Dead Redemption goes crazy. Because I also played the horror version of it. And you remember what I'm talking about? So I'm talking about the first Red Dead Redemption. The second one was so long. So I can't put it there. But Red Dead Redemption number 5. Fourth one, talk about a game where playability, and then this is where I kind of understand where the stress part, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2, the original. I play that game so many times. And like when you're like you said, Meech, you're just stressed out and you're just like, maybe this is why the youth of today is so messed up. But like taking people out to like de-stress, I kind of understand that in the game. Third one, God of War Ragnarok left me having to like reconsider some things. And my number one is similar to God of War Ragnarok. But just like you mentioned, but I didn't play any of the earlier God of Wars either because I was Xbox my entire life until like I got actual money. So then when I transitioned over, I watched the first God of War, well, the reboot of it. And then I was like, okay, I'm playing the second one because the story is too good. So for the second one, this is a game-changing one that I played a lot as well, but like kind of changed the industry of superhero games. Batman Arkham Asylum. Arkham Asylum is just like you want to talk about, you felt like Batman, the traps. I remember just like you hit the spray, then you go up, then you're like, you make someone go into a crate and then distractions. Like that was my favorite part. So I thought Gotham Knights would do that and they did not do that whatsoever. So that really let me down. But like Arkham Asylum, the first one specifically, and then when you lost to the bosses and then they would come and taunt you was literally the worst part of that game.
Well, that's why I had to run your run back.
Dude, Killer Croc, I had to get back so many times. And then number one, something that was on your number two, Carl, Ghost of Tsushima. Ghost of Tsushima had me, like, when I beat it, I had to, like, just put down the game.
Dude, just layering out the screen.
The haikus in it, where you're just like, oh, the decisions, the combat, the betrayal. There was, like, a side mission where it's, like, when he goes back home to like the older lady and like she just telling the story, that literally had me just like depressed. And then the Iki Island storyline where it's like a DLC, but like when I got the game, the DLC was already a part of it, so I didn't know that. And that was such a great storyline as well. So Ghost of Tsushima is my number one game. For the next part, we're going to speed run this, our top 5 video game protagonists of all time, excluding superheroes.
So it's tough because you said excluding superheroes, but these people got superhero powers. Kratos is definitely there. It was the two people that I had battling, Kratos and CJ from San Andreas. I love it because CJ just was dealing with a lot, but he's great. 2004 Michael Vick. I don't care what y'all say. It's hands down one of the strongest creatures in all of history and existence. Unguardable, unstoppable. He could beat the Avengers. Lara Croft, goated. Her later games, we can dispute, but as a character, she's amazing. And then Dante from Dante's Inferno. It's really dope. That's 5, right?
Yeah.
All right, Meech.
All right. So okay, I had put Alex Mercer from Prototype. Underrated pick. You know what I'm saying? Had to get Joel in there, you know? Had to get Joel, you know, get my boy CJ in there. Not the champ, but you know who it is. We got ourselves young Kratos in the cut. But like you all mentioned, I had to go with the Ghost.
Ooh, nice.
I had to go with him. Yeah. I had to. No choice.
All right. So for my protagonist, I did it based on you have to have 3 games in your franchise, and you essentially have to be the protagonist of either 3 or more games, and you have to be the protagonist of a minimum 3 of them. So fifth one, this is a bit of a surprise, but I got Commander Shepard from the Mass Effect series. This could have been one of the best series of all time if they hadn't fumbled the bag on the finale of the 3rd one, and then Andromeda was a mess. So number 4, I got Link. 3, Mario. Number 2, I got Snake. From that series. And then number 1, I got Kratos, because that character development of Kratos is insane. All right. So with that wrapped up, we are doing our random fan theory of the week, a segment I am always on probation for. So, Carl, what do you got for us?
I have a simple one. I was trying to think. I was like, what do I have specifically with gaming that is just interesting? And I've seen a lot of fan theories over some stuff. Some stuff I believe. Here's what I believe.
The people in Resident Evil, and I'm talking about the main characters, are all infected. All of them. All of them. First of all, the stuff that they done did is not no regular people stuff. Also, the people they be hanging with half the time be turning into the monsters themselves. And so I'm like, okay, so if they the monster, how do we know you not the monster? I don't know if y'all remember this man punching a boulder into lava. A human male person with his fist punched a boulder into lava and everybody just kind of moved on. Like, all right, the things they have survived, come on, bro. Like that, I done seen too many of the people y'all walk past die in the dumbest ways possible for y'all to all of a sudden survive these superhuman creatures just because you got a pistol.
Make sure your thought.
Every main character.
I mean, he ain't wrong. He ain't wrong. In fact, it's actually been confirmed in like a few of the games, like in some of the later games, that a couple of characters were infected, specifically Jill and Chris from RE1. Now, if we're talking about everybody, like Leon, that we don't know, but we know that the boulder puncher himself, he definitely was. And then as for Ethan Winters from RE7 and 8, I mean, spoiler for 8, but yeah, he different, but yeah, it's like, as far as a theory go, I'm like, yeah, it actually did kind of get confirmed. So yeah. Now we don't know about Leon. That's the only Leon and Claire. They're the only rogue ones.
I know both of them infected. I know. Also, I didn't play 7 and 8 because remember I don't play horror games.
All right, so we're playing. All right, so you can watch me play. I'll replay RE7 and 8 again.
I'm not close.
Nope, we'll have you duct taped to that chair. This is Clockwork Orange out here.
All right, to start wrapping up, we're getting into our What's Hot segment. So with that, that's just everything that's popular in gaming, superhero, animated TV shows, movies, and things like that. So Meech, can you speed run it? Because I know we got something to talk about at the end of this.
All right, so Invincible Season 2 has finished. Oh, boy. Let's just say, and I did talk to you earlier about, like, when that moment happens. It's going to definitely be at least 2 seasons because I just remembered that there's, like, 2 major story arcs that happened, like, back-to-back, and I just couldn't remember when they happened. So, yeah, you definitely have at least 2 seasons. They could very well be 3 or more considering how they'll, like, expand out this that thing. All right, moving on. Shogun, come on.
That ending. Did you see the last episode?
Come on.
Howard, do you watch Shogun?
I have not started yet.
Hold on.
So we have a list of TV shows we have to watch, and we just haven't reached it yet. So that's why we got to see.
Oh, that last episode.
I got to see it. I'm like,
all I'm saying is that it almost made me want to boot up Ghost of Tsushima. I'm not even going to lie. It almost had me booted right back up after the end. I'm like, nah.
Oh, boy.
But, okay, keeping on moving. The Bad Batch finished up its final season. And
the last episode was the finale?
Yeah.
Okay, because the last one I saw was the Ventress episode, so.
No, there's 2 episodes that come out after that, and those are the finale. But yeah, so there's that. X-Men 97. Come on, man. I'm staying on my grind. But yeah, keeping it moving. We got ourselves in the anime sphere. One Piece, One Goat, One Fam. You know what time it is. Gear 5. Let me just keep it moving. Also, I know I'm a bit late on this, but I just started Mashal. I just started it, and I'm just like, bum, 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 bum. Literally, the ending theme is stuck in my head right now, so it's kind of crazy. Keeping it moving. We got ourselves in the movie sphere. We have The First Omen. Apparently, it's really good. I still haven't seen it yet, considering we went to go see Monkey Man. And
wow,
don't get the name twisted, Carl, because Monkey Man is basically Indian John Wick. I'm just saying, he Indian John Wick, and he play no games. All right, so yeah, and then also Immaculate is actually a really good horror movie as well. And then finally, in the realm of gaming, I actually played this specific game. It's called Faith: The Unholy Trinity. It's an 8-bit style game. And And Carl, you definitely gonna have to play this one, big fella. You have to. There's no choice. You have no choice in here. You have to play this one because the storyline is convoluted. I'm just here like, hold on. Do I have to start taking notes on like what the storyline is type of deal? And the answer to that is yes. I have a whole document literally just dedicated like what in the world the story is to this game. But yeah, that's all I got.
That's dope.
Do you have anything that you've been like watching or expect waiting for to come out?
Haiku the movie. Let me tell you something. Haiku, I'm going to make a lot of people mad when I say this, but y'all gave me this platform, so it's your fault. The greatest TV show in existence is Haiku.
Nani?
Yeah, there you go.
Name your favorite anime.
Name your favorite anime. It's better. I've watched Haiku 5 times. Parts I've already seen. Chills.
You got Ravenclaw over here.
Chills. Dude, chills. My wife was like, you've already seen that. But did you see what he just did? Guys, I never watched volleyball before. I had to learn the rules. That show was so good. Watch Haiku. Finish the last episode of season 2, Meech. And then tell me. And then you tell me it's not the greatest. So when the movie comes out in America, and I don't know how long I got to watch it. It's just, it came out in Japan like 2 months ago, and it's going to take forever to come out. I don't know.
Yeah. Overranking of Kings?
Ranking and through fire.
Over Attack on Titan? Nah.
Oh, it's definitely over Attack on Titan.
We over keep moving. The podcast is about to end. All right, so some things that are kind of over right now, but obviously the women's tournament going crazy, and then also the men's Final Four is over as well. WrestleMania, that's ending. We're recording the Sunday of. Return of anime, Mushoku Tensei, Part 2 of Season 2. I have a very complicated relationship with this anime because it's really good. It's just the main character is really weird, so I'll leave it at that. But he did better this season than in season 1. Go Loser Rangers. I watched the first episode, Meech. I'm going to have to see some more until I can form an opinion. Konosuba Part 3, something I've been waiting years for. That's finally coming back. Kaiju number 8 has been getting the Chainsaw Man solo leveling treatment in terms of hype.
Oh.
So hopefully it's good. I don't know, but everyone's hyping it up. And then also for movies, Civil War, the A24 joint. A24 does not miss. I got to see which part of the country I'm going to be a part of. I think we could be part of that Western Front, Meech.
We already are.
All right. So with that, something that was, we were kind of looped into quickly. So with the Fantastic Four casting, the Silver Surfer has been casted. It's the woman version of the Silver Surfer. I'm not too familiar with the character, but it goes back to the conversation we had last week. There are some people that are up in arms about it. Again, I don't know too much about this character, so Meech, I'm going to let you start off with it.
Oh, no, you shouldn't have done that because I'm about to cook, all right? So Silver Surfer, right? Typically, you think you know all about who our boy is, you know, Norrnrad, you know, come from another world, about to get taken out by Galactus, chooses to become the Herald so he can save his family. Yeah, we know that story. But this version of... this version is Shalabel, who's actually Norrnrad's like love interest and is the female Silver Surfer, but she's actually from an alternate universe. Like she's from a different Earth in comparison to the original, because the original, she just still be humaning. Well, alienating. I don't know how you describe that, but in any case, like, yeah, it's like, hey, in the multiverse, like in one specific comic, she did become the Herald of Galactus in place of her husband. So they just swapped roles. Now, I know the reason why people is mad because of the fact that it's a woman. But let me get into why you guys are actually out here showing all the egg on your face. Because the title Silver Surfer is a mantle, okay? It's a mantle because of the fact that multiple people have held the role of it before, including but not limited to Hercules' sister, and in an alternate universe, Aunt May became Silver Surfer. But yes, and that's what I did on my research. But in any case, right, it's a mantle. So why in the world are people are mad because they don't like things to change? And it's the things of changing that people are starting to like, they're afraid of that, and thus they begin to hate it outright. Now think about a time where they're a character who assumed a mantle that was made by another traditional role, and see how successful that was. Miles Morales. I'm just saying, like, to have a completely different person other than Peter Parker be Spider-Man, but you see how much of an impact Miles Morales made. You got games, you got two very successful animated movies, a very successful animated short, you got like hundreds of black kids dressing up as Miles Morales, you got people like
up that number thousands.
Hundreds of thousands of no millions of black kids being Miles Morales, you know what I'm saying?
And Carl.
And Carl. And Meech. And Meech and Demetrius. All right. We all Miles Morales. But and even when it comes to that, like, he's really successful. He's proven to be a really popular character. And at the time of his creation, people hated him, hated his guts. Because of the fact that he wasn't your traditional Spider-Man. He wasn't Peter Parker. But now you're starting to see history repeat itself all over again with the whole, okay, we got another person taking the place of another character in a traditional role. We're looking at you, Falcon becoming Captain America. We got ourselves a She-Hulk, but that's another story in and of itself. We have ourselves, heck, even in the comics, you had like a black guy take, like, Jay Spock take over as Batman for a long while, and it happens in the comics so many times, like, where numerous people, like, the identity changes and other people pick up the role. Say what?
X-24.
Oh,
or 23, which one is that?
X-23. I was about to say X-24. You mean the adult clone of Wolverine that killed him at the that killed him at the end of Logan? No, he ain't valid at all, but X-23 100% valid. But yeah, it's like it all comes in waves, and then people slowly come around to the character, slowly come around. It's like, oh yeah, actually, I'm really starting to like this change. Case in point, Venom. like the black suit in and of itself, people hated that black suit on Peter, but then over time, people started loving it. But by the time they did, Peter already gotten rid of the suit. So people, y'all are fickle. Y'all need to get yourselves together, go outside, touch some grass. And if the incels want to come back in our inboxes, you know what happened last time when we talked about the Captain Marvel review, just know that I'll still come after you. You're still going to take the L. The question is, are you going to take this L with grace, or are you going to take this L with the finest lightsaber that I got? Cause you're going to take it one way or another. Look, we can do this the easy way or the hard. Look, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is mine. The choice is mine.
Y'all should rename this segment Heat with Meech.
You let's get it off your chest.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't know how far we were going with it, but
the choice is mine.
All I got to say with that is that I know, like, some people, when change does happen, they go, oh, you know, Marvel or whoever is doing this to be woke, yada yada yada, they're ruining the internet. I will say this: the last time we had Silver Surfer, the movie caused the franchise to end before the reboot that caused the franchise to get sold. So and then also, just like, if we're talking about traditional protagonist, Morbius is one of the worst movies of all time, but I'll leave it there. So just kind of with that, just give it a chance. All right, so now we're getting into recommendations and, mostly plugs. We are plugging CDM Games. Carl, do you have any other plugs outside of, you know, the people that you mentioned, and then just your channel, if you want to repeat that again?
Yeah, like I said, check out the channel CDM Games. Let me know what you think. I'm slowly doing more collabs, so you're going to see the people on there. But those same people that I named, Big Ant 356, Kayla Lash, and then Simply Venom, check them out. Also, back to the argument, watch 2 seasons of Haiku and you're going to be addicted. Everyone I've argued with has done it, and now they're addicted. So, you know, just those are the only plugs that I got.
All right. So for quick housekeeping, next week we are bringing back a popular and not so popular episode format, we have the deconstruction reconstruction, and we will be targeting the Sony Spider-Man universe. We will take that apart and then rebuild it into something that is actually watchable. So, Meech, can you do the plugs and get us up out of here?
All right. So before I get into a complete and total rage, here we go. So we got ourselves at Instagram, my ex formerly known as Twitter, and our Threads account. It's under BlurredCity22. Like, follow, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications, be up to date for like our release schedules and then any other memes we just pop up. The Discord channel is linked in our Instagram page. So click that link. You'll be part of the community of us fine degenerates. And then we have ourselves our YouTube page and our Patreon page under Blurred City Pod. And if you want to donate some extra cheddar on that Patreon page, like even as low as a dollar, you get access to exclusive episodes never before seen on this podcast and probably never will. And then after that, we have ourselves our email address, blurredcity22@gmail.com. That's where you can submit stuff like episode suggestions. You can submit like geek out freak outs or your own random fan theories that we'll display on the podcast. And then we'll also, and you can also, you know, send in your complaints, all your concerns and all your incel insults at me. And just know that once you do that, it immediately goes to a spam folder, never to be to see the light of day. So fair warning, again, you have no power here. It's all big me. It's big Meech out here. No, I'm sorry. Need to reel it in, But
be a mouth.
But at the end of the day, right, we got ourselves my page. All right. So I am the Jedi Ronin on Instagram, where I have a bunch of projects and you get to see like a bunch on my channel about, you know, just being trained as a Jedi. And then finally we have the same account on TikTok, but seeing as how things is going right now, TikTok may be out of here. So good luck. I might transition to YouTube. I don't know what y'all's thoughts on that. But yeah, just let me know. And then that's all I got.
All right, for my individual author pages, we have my Instagram at Mitri_dash. That is METRI_DASH. For my X/Twitter, that is at TheMad-16. And if you're interested in my book, Phantom Pain, I have to edit this. If you're interested in my book, Phantom Reckoning, A Most Regular Tale, then you can catch that on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So again, Carl, it's definitely great. Having you on is definitely a blast. We got to have you in the future as well with that. But usually we let our guests leave our people with some words of encouragement, if you got any.
Oh yeah, it's been a ton of fun. I had a blast. We have so many more arguments that we got to get into, but yeah, I don't got much words of encouragement, but I want you to remember this, all right? And if you're listening, listen in closely. If you're watching, look at me, all right? If everybody got a hot dog, who gonna eat one?
All right.
What?
It was a blast having you on. It's not goodbye for everything. It's just goodbye for now. And that's the Blurred City Podcast.
What? See you later.
What?